Hey everyone, Steph here from Team Z Verified. A little context for today's episode, our guest is Renee Ash. You've probably heard about her through the major scandal happening with her and Addison Rae's father, Monty Lopez. Earlier this month, we reached out to Monty to have him as a guest on our show. He initially agreed, but he didn't show up. We now have a request out for comment from Monty and would love to have him on the show. This episode's a good one. Let's get into it.
Yup, it's TMZ Verified, the podcast. I'm Wild.
I'm Steph.
And I'm Chantal.
Okay, y'all.
Hi.
Hello.
We got a new drop date. If you guys are wondering why y'all missed us on Wednesday, it's because we got a new date.
Thursday's in the house.
Friday's Eve.
The vibe.
Yes. Look, y'all was missing us on Tuesday.
I live for
the club
Thursday.
Is normally going up on when? Wednesday? Wednesday's our normal post day.
Tuesday.
Oh. Wednesday?
The club's going up on a Tuesday is like the original phrase.
No, I mean, our club normally goes up on a Wednesday.
Correct. Now we're going up on a Thursday.
Yes. So we'll be up on Thursday. Just forget all of that.
Thursday.
We'll be up on Thursdays in case y'all was missing us, but we're back. Okay?
I love it. I love Thursdays.
All right. Something a little less exciting and smiley. Steph?
Yeah. I have some sad news. Authorities confirmed that body recovered from submerged vehicle is, in fact, Kylie Rodney. As we know, the search for Kylie Rodney has taken over the internet and headlines with concern for where exactly Kylie and her car could be. We updated you last episode with details of where 16-year-old Kylie was last seen on August 6th near Truckee, California. The Placer County Sheriff's Office confirmed that the body inside the submerged vehicle was, in fact, Kylie Rodney. And cops say they're in contact with the family, of course, and investigation is ongoing. But the craziest part about this whole thing is that YouTubers from a YouTube channel called Adventures with a Purpose used sonar equipment to find her and the vehicle. And cops say that they did search the area as well, but they're not sure how the car was missed. And then they did say that water levels have dropped since they did their search, so they're kind of saying that's the reason why. But it is crazy that these YouTubers found Kylie Rodney after this worldwide search of like where, I mean, worldwide like concern about where Kylie Rodney is. And police have not said why Kylie ended up in the car, in the lake, of course, but or if foul play was suspected, but they're investigating it.
Yeah, it's a very sad story.
It's a horrible story. Prayers to Kylie's family, and at least they can have the closure of finding her body, and it's no longer a mystery, but rest in peace, Kylie.
Yeah, rest in peace.
Also, I don't know how Dog the Bounty Hunter keep getting involved in everything, but like, Dog, mind your business.
I think if he could have found her, that would have been a great...
Okay, because he did a great job finding Gabby Petito.
He did not, okay. But... I'm all for everyone
but
trying
like,
to
dog,
find.
It's giving thirsty a little bit.
I understand, like the clout chasing of it.
Yeah, totally.
But I do think his intentions are good. I support everyone trying to look for somebody. So I like that he was trying to get involved. But yeah.
Maybe he get involved in people who aren't at, in cases who aren't as publicized to try and find them.
Yeah, that'd be great. Dog, if you're watching, start doing the undercover cases.
Yeah. All right, Chantal, what you got?
Okay, so my story is also pretty heavy. Trigger warning, I'll be talking about drug use and eating disorder. So if you don't like that, just skip to Wild section in a second. So on Wednesday's episode of Call Her Daddy, Demi Lovato got real about a lot of stuff. She talked about the first time she started experimenting with drugs, and she was 12 or 13, had gotten in a car accident, and apparently was prescribed opiates. And after that, she says that she drank heavily in her teens, was taking various pills between 15 and 17, and then started taking coke at 17, which eventually led to her near-fatal overdose. During this whole time, because she's also very publicly struggled with an eating disorder, apparently she alleges her management really went to extreme lengths to control her and went as far as barricading her inside her hotel room to prevent her, without a phone, without any access to food, to prevent her from binging. And Ellen DeGeneres actually confirmed this happened, or this level of control was present, because when Demi was a guest on her show, apparently all sort of sugar had to be taken out of her on-set dressing room. So really, really shocking, horrible revelations. And this was all part of her current press tour for her new album, which is already getting a lot of attention because of 29, which is allegedly about her relationship with, or suspected to be about her relationship with Wilmer Valderrama.
Yeah, I like trauma.
So there's a lot happening. It seems like she's processing trauma from her childhood and her teens now that she's, I think she just turned 30 recently. What do both of you think?
Obviously, eating disorders is a very touchy subject, as well as drugs, especially when you're young. But I feel like more than ever nowadays, the childhood star truth is really coming out. We got Jeanette McCurdy coming out with her book, Telling the Truth. We got Demi Lovato saying like what she experienced when she was like a young teen star. I wonder how many more teen stars like this has happened to, but maybe they're not as public about it or didn't struggle as hard. But yeah, that's definitely on my mind recently. Like, oh, what else is like undercover going on right now?
Yeah, or maybe if they were so traumatized, they don't want to relive it publicly.
And, right.
Like, how many cases like that are just like they want to deal with it privately and then just move on with their lives?
Mm-hmm.
We're never going to know.
Demi's always going through something.
How did you know?
Because I feel that too, like, a little bit, but I don't like, want to be insensitive.
Let me just make it very clear. This is not me trying to be insensitive.
Right.
I think that it is great that Demi Lovato has come out and kind of exposed or at least discussed what, you know, she experienced through her like child stardom and all those types of things. But Demi Lovato is annoying as hell. I don't care who is offended by that, but like, I am just tired of hearing Demi Lovato, like every other day, Demi Lovato is crying. Like, it's just like, God damn. I'm never going to forget that time Demi Lovato tried to call out that shop that was selling
the yogurt, frozen yogurt.
Oh, yes.
It was just like, huh.
So I completely agree with you.
And then it's like, once she goes in, last year she drops this documentary, she talks about how she's, you know, sober. And then at the end, at the very end, she goes, well, I'm actually California sober. And it's like, Demi Lovato, nobody has time for you to be playing or fiddling around with these very important issues. And I think that that's, at least from my perspective, it almost seems as if Demi Lovato's disclosure of any of these things is almost always convenient for whatever she has going on at the time. And it's just like, nobody is saying that Demi Lovato did not experience these things. I'm not trying to take away from her experience and all this. But at some point, I would just, it's kind of a burnout. Like, and I don't know.
And I'm always the person who really feels for like anyone who's going through a hard time. It doesn't matter what it is, but I really want her to be more sensitive to other people going through these things. That's what I'm saying. Like, we're not being insensitive here. We're just saying at some point it's like, what exactly are you going, be an advocate for these things without it being an advocate for every single thing. Cause then people don't take it seriously.
Yep.
Not that she's not going through all these things,
but
sometimes, you know, I just feel like sometimes it's overwhelming for people who are actually
who don't have the platform. Resources and the platform to just jump and be like, I'm this, I'm that, I'm going. And it's just like, again,
I can see both sides, but really I feel you on that, totally.
And I would like to hear more about like, what is she doing to help, you know, communities who, or, you know, teens who have these drug use issues or eating disorders? Is she using her platform to, yes, advocate them, but is she, you know, donating to one organization or does she have her own that she, maybe this information's out there to be fair, but I haven't heard a lot about it. So for that to be
that's
more
not
public,
the main thing in the public,
For that to be, you know, a big part of her going forward would be an interesting thing to learn more about.
I will say though, I am like I'm a hardcore Demi Lovato fan though.
Same.
Like throwback from like Camp Rock.
Oh,
like,
Camp Rock. Mitchie was my life.
I love Demi Lovato.
I love her too.
I just, sometimes she stressed me out.
I really want her to see her do well.
She stresses me out though. Like,
I really want to see her do well and sort of take a new direction. Like, you don't always need to be, not that she's not going through these things, but like, I don't know, maybe show a lighter side to these struggles. Like, oh, I'm going through this, but now I'm doing this, and this is how you can do it.
Right,
I mean, so many people look up to her. That's kind of the vibe I'm going with.
All right, yeah, I feel that. But ultimately, we love Demi Lovato.
We do.
Love her.
Yeah, we grew up with Demi.
I grew up with her, yeah,
team
totally.
Demi, team Demi all day, every day. All right, well, guys, it's been a few years, but I think we can finally say we did it. We did it, Joe. We did it. Joe Biden announced on Wednesday his plan to officially, I don't even want to say cancel, but we'll say forgive student loans for some Americans. So he made the announcement that, clap for that. Yes,
$10,000
in federal student loans will be forgiven for most borrowers. Those borrowers will be people who make less than $125,000 a year, depending upon your 2020 and 2021 tax returns. Mm-hmm. So if you made less than that those years, which like, considering the state of the country,
like what?
Most of us make less than that. And if you got a Pell Grant or if you were a Pell Grant eligible when you went to college, That means you essentially were in like economic hardship at the time when you were in college. You will be eligible for an additional $10,000. Wow. I mean, boy, being amazing. Poor has never been so great.
So
the Department of Education will announce details soon on like how you can apply. They did say that some of these forgiveness things will be done kind of automatically, but there will also be an application process for some people. But for now, I think we can all kind of let out a collective sigh.
Yeah, this is great news.
No, for real.
Really, this is so exciting for everybody.
This is so exciting for those people who gave me that money for college because I was never going to pay those loans. Like, that debt was between the federal government and the school because I had nothing to do with that. Not me.
I'm taking myself out of the narrative.
I go, yeah, thank God. Thank you, Joe, for paying them because I wasn't. Like, it just wasn't going to happen. I mean, I'm lying. I'm dramatic. Like,
Totally.
Right, but like, I still feel
we need some good news.
We do need some good news.
And this is good.
I will say, I feel like this is almost like a, how do I want to spin this? Like, not a full make, he's not fully making do on his campaign promises, but he's like, remember I said I was going to do that thing for y'all? Here I go, did a little sham sham. Like, he ain't, Joe Biden was running on, we are forgiving student loans. That is my top priority when I get, we've been here for 2 years. Almost three, right? And here I go, still, the federal government still chasing me down for loans that I was never going to pay.
I'm screaming. I really appreciate that for though, so I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, no, I'm still going to complain.
I didn't think we were
going
to get this.
I did not.
So
think.
I am grateful. I'm so grateful.
Way too long, and I was like, ain't no way. There's no way.
I didn't think we'd get here, so I'm just going to shut up, sit down, and be grateful.
And I went to school twice, so I'm like, come on, bring in the money, man.
What do you think, Chantel?
Well, I think because I grew up abroad and you know, where I'm from, college is not so incredibly expensive. So, the amount of money poured into American higher education has always shocked me. And so this is huge, huge news. And I'm so excited about it, too.
And I will say there has been some pushback from the opposition. A lot of that pushback is saying that what this move will do is essentially, like, further inflation in the country because we're forgiving all these student loans and blah, 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 blah. And that's the pushback. First of all, I can deal with inflation later. Right now, I got student loan debt that I ain't trying to pay myself. So bring it on, Joe.
I feel great about it.
I know. I'm like, look, this is a good thing.
Also, I take anything nowadays that's good. And I'm like, love it. Yeah. Love it. Like, I'm just trying to be grateful.
Yes, they also did extend the student debt, like, payment. Or payment relief that was going on through COVID, they have extended that until January. So it was, I think, like August, September, or the end of this month, actually. But yes, now you got until January. So if you were paying your student loans and you kind of put it off due to COVID, you got a couple more months.
Lean back, relax.
Yeah, but the Department of Education did say that this will probably be the last extension. So save up your coins because you ain't going to have.
Again.
It's the last one you're going to get.
Again, like, be grateful for what we got because I didn't think we'd get here.
Right, no.
That makes sense.
Sure. Okay, y'all. Our interview this week, though,
is insane.
It is spicy.
Renee Ash, you know her, the socialite, influencer, and the girl behind this huge story, Addison Rae's father, Monty Lopez. Mm-hmm. She tells us everything going on with this huge situation. I'm telling you, I know most of the time we say, oh, drama, tea. This is actual drama. She tells us her perspective, and I know I wanted to know exactly how she felt about the situation. I mean, it really does involve around her specifically. Mm-hmm. You know, it is about Addison. It is about Addison's dad, Monty Lopez. But this is about her and her experience with him. And yeah, we really get into the details.
Yep, it's TMZ Verified, the podcast. I'm Wild.
I'm Steph.
I'm Chantal.
I'm Renee.
And we are here with Ms. Renee Ash, influencer, socialite. Literally, like, sis, you're popping right now. I feel like there's a lot going on with you, but you're, like, trying to stay pretty low-key.
Yeah.
Renee, y'all. Renee was kind of at the center of, could we call it a scandal?
It is a scandal.
It's a scandal. I was trying to be politically correct. But Renee was at the center of kind of like this messy situation Lopez, also known as Addison Rae's dad. Renee's like, I don't say his name out loud, but you know.
I'm trying to avoid bringing too much attention.
I feel that.
The drama of it.
So Renee, that's ended. It's been like a month-ish. How are you doing with all the craziness?
Okay, so where do I start? Death threats every day. 10-year-olds are after me. We're like in a full fight. My mom will get on my Instagram and be like, It's so sad that you do this with your life. You should probably get some hobbies.
I feel like the fiasco around the situation hasn't really ended for you.
And I don't understand why. I really don't get why people are still interested, but I'm in therapy 3 hours a day for 3 days a week. I'm working on my mental health in an extreme way. I'm advocating for other people's mental health because a lot of people have been through this, and I've gotten a lot of messages, not with him, well, I'll stay quiet on that. A lot of people have been through this with other people, and they've been thanking me for speaking out because they haven't had a platform to, or they haven't had the courage to. And so it's kind of launched me into like advocating for mental health and women's empowerment.
Can I start from sort of the beginning, the big question that everyone has when it comes to you and Monty's relationship? Was it real for you, or was this just for clout, as the 10-year-olds are saying?
No, it was 1,000% real. Okay. 1,000% real. I can't say that I don't still have feelings for him.
Yeah.
And what was it about him that made you fall head over heels?
I mean, we all know he's a good time.
Mm-hmm. He looks like it.
To a certain extent. And we are very similar, but I'm 25. He's in his 40s, you know? So there's...
But when you say a good time, I do think about, because it's like, all right, you said you're 25, he's in his 40s. Like, what is a good time? Like, I've never dated somebody that's older than me.
He can keep up. He can keep up with my lifestyle.
Oh, so he'd be like,
I go out a lot.
Oh.
Okay. But then takes it to the next level. And I'm like, hey, what are you doing?
So did he have sort of like a pitch for you when you first started dating? I know.
No, both of us were not expecting it.
Okay. Yeah, how does a 40-something-year-old get a 25-year-old, you're badder than a mofo, and I mean it respectfully. Thank you. But like, how does that happen?
One, it's called daddy issues. Two, I'm into older guys.
Oh my gosh.
No, but I don't know. I go for personality, which is questionable. And I'm not... Not saying that I'm not bashing anyone, but like looks are not my top priority.
Okay. How'd you two meet?
Through one of my good friends, which like, thank you, girl, for putting me through this. We met through her at a birthday party, and then we just continued to hang out. I don't know. At first, I hated him. Okay. I hated him at first.
Okay.
So I was like, you... Asshole motherfucker. Like, didn't even introduce himself. But then, as we got closer, he got nicer and ended up being very sweet.
Did you know that him and Sherry were together?
I'll let the family speak on this, but I was under the impression, and still am, that they are not together and haven't been.
So, you know, once the situation kind of blew up, you came out, you talked about how, you know, you obviously, like, are regretful because you weren't fully aware of at least what you kind of perceived it as, like, the real situation. You kind of weren't fully aware of what was going on. You said you had some regret. Have you been able to, like, personally reach out to Addison or her mom at all just to kind of...
No, we don't speak. I do have a mutual friend with the mom. And so I've heard her side. I'm not going to share that because that's her personal business.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I don't speak to Addison. From what I know through close sources, she is not upset at me. It's just a situation that got blown out of proportion in multiple ways from multiple people.
I was going to ask, what made you encourage you to go public with the situation with your story?
Some videos came out. And I got really upset. And so, impulse.
I will say, Renee, I'm like, I'm listening to your interview and you're smiling and it's like, great, you have a bubbly personality. But it seems like a little, I get like hurt by this
of
almost.
Course.
Like, do you feel like that?
Oh my God, I'm so sad about it.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Yeah. Like, yeah, no, I'm like, to my core, like it hurts my stomach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, I love this man.
Can we talk about Renee's life? You said you had kind of have like a hot mess ass life. And I'm like, girl,
oh, yeah.
First of all, same. Okay, what was your life like the months leading up to that? Like, who the hell is Renee Ash outside of this whole scandal?
I am extremely social.
Okay.
And I may have
a liking for tequila shots. And
I'm like, are we going out after this?
I'm down. I'm like, I haven't eaten very much. We can go.
We'll be fine.
It's either food or alcohol.
Yeah, I feel that.
Okay.
So like, what were you doing before kind of all the craziness happened though? Were you?
So I was working in fashion. Mm-hmm. I was a fine jewelry buyer.
Okay.
Which was really fun. I went to FITM for school. Mm. And fashion though is like not what you think it's going to be. Mm. It's.
In what way?
It's not glamorous. Besides like getting gifted like fine jewelry, whatever. Mm. But it's a lot of just like office work.
Gotcha. Mm.
So this whole situation has like launched me into, I also have extreme anxiety, panic disorder, all that fun stuff. So it's launched me into taking care of my mental health and then kind of taking care of other people's and like advocating for them, which I never thought I'd be doing.
You definitely have a new following. Are you going to take this and sort of run with it when it comes to your career?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of opportunities coming at me that I can't necessarily say right now, but they should be really fun and interesting. Hmm.
So one of the things that...
maybe a little scandalous.
Oh, we love scandal.
Okay, I mean, how scandalous? Like, would you do like a reality show? Like, let's say Too Hot to Handle hit you up and they were like, Renee!
Something like
that. Because I know some people over at some places that... Okay.
Something like that is being put
on
my plate.
That's something I would watch.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even know me.
I feel like we don't know you, though. Yeah, so, like, that would be perfect for us to get.
You can, let's ask other questions not relating to him, and then you can get to know the real, like, I'm trying to be like, I'm not talking shit. So.
No, I feel
that. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So, you're not doing the fine jewelry buying anymore. What kind of made you, what was it though? Because I feel like a lot of people, we talk to influencers a lot. People have these stories where they're like, I was working a regular ass job. And then you kind of just was like, I don't work a regular ass job. At what point did you make that decision though? Like,
so my company was not happy about the media. And so we kind of decided to part ways.
So you were still working there while you were becoming kind of a bigger personality.
Yeah. And we decided to part ways because I had run my course there. They weren't happy with what was going on. So it was like an ending that I was kind of expecting and kind of happy about.
I feel like.
Okay, you're kind of happy about it.
Now I have freedom.
So I'm thinking, like, taking me back to, like, 16-year-old Renee. And you're
God.
I know. Girl, first of all, 16-year-old Wild was drunk. So I'm, like, dead in a corner. But, like, 16-year-old Renee.
16-year-old Renee was very naughty. Beyond what you're expecting.
Okay, first of all, what was so naughty about 16-year-old Renee? Like, what were you up to in these streets at 16?
Okay, so in Calabasas, there's not that much to do.
We love a Calabasas girly. We love it.
So there's not that much to do. So you have to come up with your own stuff.
Okay.
So there's just a lot of experimenting.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I was the first to try a lot of things.
Okay.
Wait, back to my
original. Then I can report back and say, like, hey, here's how it is.
Do you feel like, because you grew up in Calabasas, though, with, like, all the, like, social media people, do you feel like you have, like, a influencery circle because you
my
grew up in the space?
My friends from Calabasas are actually really down to earth.
Really? That's cool, though.
Like, they're kind of like my rock.
Mm-hmm.
And also, where the fuck have you guys been during all this?
Okay, that's
like
what
you're supposed to be my best friends.
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Through this whole experience, have influencers reached out to you? Because Monty is going on social media still. Have people reached out to you about him and what he's currently doing on social media?
Too often.
Okay. Mm.
I try to stay away. On TikTok, I go, I post whatever I have to post, and then I get off because comments just pop up about me and I just don't want to read it.
Okay.
Nor do I want to know the bad things or like the things that might hurt me.
Okay.
I've been avoiding that.
Okay.
It's scary. It's a scary territory.
Yeah, no kidding.
Who's been the most instrumental to like helping you heal in this time and get your life back on track and getting to who you want to be?
My lovely PR team.
Hey, and shout out to Emma.
And my mom. My mom's been amazing. She, like, fights 12-year-olds for me.
Yeah, gosh, mom, she needs to. You're her baby.
It's so funny.
All right, so I do want to ask, though, what does Renee's career look like? Because you went from 20,000 followers to 50,000. You have a killer PR team at this point. Like, what is the trajectory?
So we're kind of moving into just enhancing my personal brand. There are offers coming my way for reality stuff, which is exciting. That's because, so like I said, if you want to go out for tequila shots, you will be in for a treat. It might be scary.
It's all right. Okay. You see me and Renee like running down Hollywood Boulevard.
Literally. I was just telling the producer, we were walking in here, and I was saying how I had Cheetos for breakfast. Mm-hmm. And he was like, why is that weird? And I was like, it's weird because I was in Palm Springs this weekend, and I was like rock climbing, meaning like climbing up a pool that had rocks. I lost all my nails. Okay. In a bikini. I lost all my nails. Had sunglasses on at night.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tried to escape everybody. So I took two full boxes of like mini bags of chips and ran into my room.
I'm cracking up.
And so you just wait.
Just in your room.
And this isn't the first time. This isn't the first time I've done this. I've done this in Vegas too. I like ditch everyone. Then I open all the chips and pour them onto the bed, so I have like a medley.
So you just sit there like some. Are you lit at this point when you're gone?
Of course.
Gone
with the wind. Of course.
Is there anything that you wouldn't do? Like, have you already set forth like these are the parameters? I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do that in regards to like entertainment in your career.
I've been offered OnlyFans.
Okay.
I don't think that's a good idea.
So, Renee, we have like 30 more days left of summer. I'll lie. We got like.
Oh, my birthday's next month. So
okay,
like,
what are you doing for your birthday, girl?
I randomly booked a trip to London. I like have not invited. Well, I've invited everyone and nobody at the same time.
Okay, who are you going with?
I have no idea. No idea. But out of this, it's actually really funny. And while we were in Monaco, I met the Tinder swindler girls.
Oh.
And so
oh,
me and her have become friends, and she's been like a mentor to me during all this. Yeah,
stop.
She's amazing.
Oh my god.
And so I told her I'd be in London during that time. I don't know if I will be. Who knows? I, like, have this never-ending British Airways credit that doesn't go anywhere.
I like, have that, too, weirdly enough.
Do you want to buy my novelty and keep it somewhere else? No, like, it won't. They don't go anywhere.
Yeah, no, I get
besides
it.
Besides the UK. Or, like, whatever. Anyway. So, she was like, oh, I'll be there too. And well, so like, let's hang out.
Oh my gosh.
That so, is so exciting.
That's a dynamic duo right there.
But that's like a, how did that happen? Like we met her together.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So we know you're possibly doing the reality show, which we can't really talk about. We don't know.
We'll see.
We don't know when it's coming to Netflix or when it'll air, but we know it may.
Oh.
We don't know. We don't know a lot.
No idea.
But like the next 6 months though, because I do want to know, like, what does Renee want to do with her newfound like fame?
I would like to. Here's the thing. Before this, everyone has always been like, why don't you have a book, a podcast, a show? Like, you are the entertainment of everywhere you go. Or, like, I'll get somewhere and they'll be like, holy shit, you're fucking crazy.
No, you do have that, like, I kind of,
I'm like, this is very tame for me. This is not normal.
It's, like, organized, hot mess, and I am literally the exact same way. Like,
no,
like I only I hold it together
you're
in this
not
room.
Even getting the
and
full.
Then, like.
I think I'm just a little nervous and you're not getting the full experience. But, like, I'll walk in and it's like, okay, who did you just bring?
Okay.
So everybody's always like, why don't you have a show? Why don't you have a podcast? And between me and my friends, it is a disaster.
Really?
A disaster. But, like, I hang out with pretty girls.
I feel it.
Everyone's hot. So it's a hot mess.
Really
it would
quick.
Be really entertaining to watch.
What is the craziest shit you've ever done?
Oh, I can't say that.
Just say it.
I can't.
Go cut it out if it's too bad.
You're not going to.
No, I will probably not, but just tell us. That's your
I can't. Emma's going to say hell no. That would be my mom. No, hi.
Oh,
I'm
right.
Sorry.
We cannot do that. We're right. Cannot. Sorry.
Yeah, go
Where
ahead.
Do you see yourself in 5 years? That's always my favorite question.
In 5 years, I was like the biggest single girl up until this. And now that I've gotten kind of used to like being with somebody that I enjoy their personality and could see a future with, and I'm getting to the ripe age of 26. I kind of want to find somebody, like a partner in crime, to like travel, do ridiculous shit with, and then eventually start a family, but like skip the baby years and like have toddlers.
Same. Like, okay, can they, same. Like, has someone watched them for 2 years? Or
do
like,
you wanna,
is there like a little baby factory you can like,
or do you,
a
baby
little,
factory?
I don't, you know what I'm saying.
You like, wanna work on this together?
Having a newborn baby is like,
unreal.
And then Steph will watch the baby for the first 2 years.
No, absolutely
and then,
not. I'm like the worst
person. I think we want them around 4.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, pop them out at 5.
When they can like say stuff and poop on their own. Like,
right. I wasn't thinking that.
Otherwise, they'd
like,
just be crying.
I am not there. I love like tiny babies. I'll take care of y'all.
Okay, perfect.
I'll be
so here we go.
And I'll take them out because I won't have any. So I'll take them out with me.
Okay, yeah. No, but like I want the chic like.
I feel that.
No, you're coming to Soho House for breakfast. Like, relax.
But like a little pair of baby shades. Uh-huh. Like your baby got to be dressed like an adult.
Oh, yeah, I got a Fendi email that was like Fendi baby clothes. And I was like,
you're like 100%. A little early, but like,
should I buy it now?
You're looking at the pregnancy test like, maybe.
All right, Renee Ash, thank you so much for hanging out with
us. Thank you.
It was so fun.
I feel like you have to let the people know where to find you because they don't know where to find you. What's your
they
Instagram?
Don't.
I mean, they know, girl. Tell them again. We're trying to get you.
Also, let me clarify.
Okay,
Ash
go.
Is my last name. Okay. So, like, no stage name here.
Haters gon' hate.
Haters gon' hate. They've been hating since middle school. Ash is my last name to all my bullies in middle school. I hate you, right? Is my last name.
Okay.
My Instagram is Renee period Ash. Same with TikTok. TikTok, I'm getting a little more goofy on, so.
Bring the crazy to TikTok. They'll
and her reality show will be airing. No, I'm joking. We don't know, but the moment we know, she will tell
I'll
us.
I'll be back.
Yep.
Perfect. Love
so,
it.
All right, before we, literally, last thing, you have this platform, it's super big. One, any single message that you want to kind of get off to the people? I know you talked a lot, but.
Yeah, focus.
And that's your
on
camera right there if you want to say something really profound.
Listen. People have mental health issues. Stop hating on them based off of a story that you heard that you don't have the facts on. And also, if you do have something that you're dealing with, I'm here. I check my DMs every day, all my requests. And I've made some good connections and like gotten a lot of really sweet girls that have been like, I just really need your advice on something.
I feel that.
And I love that. I love that feeling of being able to help out of a situation where it could have gone really south.
Yeah. Wow.
I love that.
So mental health.
Beautiful.
Love it.
I have a lot of articles out about it.
I'm like, snaps.
Yeah. I love it.
Renee. Beautiful,
call
beautiful.
Me Buddha.
Renee Ash, everybody. Thank you so much. Not just a-